This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy V. The U.S. State Department said Sunday it has suspended employee training programs related to diversity and inclusion. The statement confirmed a Reuters report from the day before, but affirmed the State Department's commitment to fostering a more diverse workplace. An internal State Department cable obtained by Reuters Saturday showed the temporary pause came after President Trump's executive order a month ago, directing federal agencies to end programs deemed divisive by the White House. The executive order forbids the teaching by federal agencies of divisive concepts, including that the United States is fundamentally racist or sexist. The training suspension came less than 2 weeks before the November 3rd U.S. presidential election, in which the debate about racial injustice in the United States has been fueled by police killings of black Americans that sparked nationwide protests over the summer. WHO's latest in Spain has declared a state of emergency on Sunday to tackle a second coronavirus wave, as the World Health Organization reported a third straight day of record new infections around the world. The WHO has warned that some countries are on a dangerous track, with too many witnessing a huge increase in cases, and the UN agency called on countries to take further action to curb the spread of the disease. In total, WHO figures showed that over 465,300 cases were declared Saturday alone, half of them in Europe. COVID-19 has now claimed the lives of more than 1.1 million people and infected more than 42 million people globally. Police in Belarus used stun grenades Sunday to disperse protesters who, after months of demonstrations, have threatened a national strike if longtime President Alexander Lukashenko does not resign by midnight. This is VOA News. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari on Sunday launched an appeal for peace in Nigeria, where the authorities are struggling to end looting after 2 weeks of protest in the most populous country in Africa. The Nigerian head of state added that he supported the principle of judicial inquiries in Lagos to bring justice to peaceful protesters who lost their lives, to the security men who were murdered, and to those who lost property during the days of violence. That's according to a statement released by the presidency. The bloody crackdown on peaceful protests in Lagos last week left 12 people dead, according to Amnesty International. The deaths outraged Nigerians and the international community. Buhari has been heavily criticized for not speaking out after the violence. On Sunday, the situation was calm in Lagos, Nigeria's economic capital, but authorities were struggling to end a wave of looting in several parts of the country where crowds defied the curfew to loot government warehouses. According to Amnesty International, at least 56 people have died in 2 weeks of protest. Nigeria is a country of 200 million people and the leading oil producer in Africa. It is reputed to be one of the most corrupt countries in the world. Almost half of its citizens live in poverty. Venezuelan opposition figure Leopoldo Lopez arrived in Spain Sunday after fleeing his home country. He had been sheltering at the Spanish ambassador's residence in Caracas for just the past 18 months. He had left the Spanish embassy several days ago and crossed the border into Colombia Friday before making his way to Spain. Lopez is former Caracas mayor. He was arrested in 2014 when mass opposition protests began in Venezuela, and served several years in prison before being released to house arrest. He then sought refuge inside the Spanish ambassador's residence. He is the founder of the centrist Popular Will Party. Lopez is considered a political mentor of the National Assembly President Juan Guaido, whom almost 60 countries have recognized as the interim Venezuelan president. More than 58 million Americans have already voted, about two-thirds of them by mail and about a third in person, with many of them saying that they wanted to do so ahead of Election Day to avoid coming face-to-face with other people amid the coronavirus pandemic and long voting lines that are expected. Polls at perhaps less than 5% of voters have not decided on voting for U.S. President Trump or former Vice President Joe Biden. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.